Brainwaves, hear the world differently, bringing community mental health to you, raising awareness and challenging stigma. Tune in to 3CR Community Radio, Wednesdays at 5 p.m.
Melbourne's Drive Time Radio program, featuring community organisations, powerful stories and information. Find us at brainwaves.org.au. Proudly sponsored by Wellways Australia.
I would like to begin by paying my respects to the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which I am coming to you from today. Land where at Brainwaves we tell our stories, and land where the traditional custodians have told their stories for many, many years before us, and continue to tell their stories. I would like to pay my respects to Elders past and present, and acknowledge all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners who are listening today.
Hello and welcome to Brainwaves on 3CR, 8:55 a.m, 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au. My name's Mark, and today we're chatting to singer-songwriter Curtis Yates about his music, and he's also going to share some thoughts he has about mental health. Welcome to the show, Curtis. It's lovely to see you here.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it.
I guess, first of all, to get us started, for our listeners who haven't heard of you yet, can you start by introducing yourself, you know, where you're from, and how would you describe yourself?
Yeah, no worries. I am a singer-songwriter. Well, I'm technically I'm a singer. Singer first and foremost, and then a lyricist, and then I guess I'm a singer-songwriter, because a lyricist is part of being a singer-songwriter. I'm from, to me it's not a small town, but maybe to other people who live in Melbourne or Sydney or Perth, it is a small town. I'm from Newcastle, New South Wales, which is 2 hours north of Sydney. Technically, I live, which is in the Newcastle region, like Macquarie, so I live in a suburb called Warners Bay.
And I understand you create a lot of your music at a creative hub called Reliability. Can you tell us a bit about that space? What is it? What is what it does? And who do they support?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So I've been there, nearly 12 months now. Reliability is a mental health facility who it's run by the NDIS as well. So clients who have bipolar or autism or not even just that, depression or whatever, or, you know, if you're with the NDIS, you can go as a client to Reliability. And they help with your music and what you want to do with your music, like producing, singing, songwriting, lyrics. I work with my mentor, Andrew. I can't pronounce his last name, I'm sorry. I work with Andrew, who I've been known for just about 12 months now. Working with him, I've worked on singing first and foremost, and songwriting after that, lyrics, timing, phrasing with singing. I've really honed in on my skills in the last 12 months, and from him helping me, I've got a hell of a lot better, way better. You know, I've come a long way.
And alongside being a singer-songwriter, you've also been pretty open about navigating mental health challenges. What's that journey been like for you?
Oh man, yes, that is correct. It's been one heck of a journey. it's taken me years to get to where I am. I'm 28 now. I've had my, as we all do, but I've had my fair battles with mental health. I've got bipolar. It's the less severe bipolar. I was diagnosed with that in 2019. Got on medication, and it took time for the medication to kick in, but ever since then I'm doing the best I've ever done, ever. So I've worked my butt off to get to where I am, not just with the music, just in my personal life. I mean, I'm not working full time, but I can hold a job. I really am very happy where I am in this very moment in time.
And I guess at what point in your life did you realize something, you know, wasn't sort of feeling quite right? And is it something that you recognized yourself, or did someone in your life sort of help you go, or, you know, you might want to sort of, you know, explore this with a therapist or?
Yeah, you know? No, that's a very good question. Bit of both. I saw it. It got to the stage in end of 2019, I needed help. And COVID hit, and COVID, I went to a psychologist, and folks, the right psychiatrist support. I know, hang on, sorry. I'm getting my facts. It's been that long, I'm getting my facts wrong. So I saw a psychologist in 20, I want to be around 29 as well. But then I saw a psychiatrist around that time, and then I said, look, I needed help. I owned up to it. I needed help. My family also persuaded me to do it. The mum tagged along with me, and I got diagnosed with bipolar. And I said, he told me what the symptoms were and what I was going through at that very moment in time. It all made sense. I said, yep, right. Whatever you can do to help me. And I knew it wasn't going to be an overnight thing to get better, but I knew what I had to do. And then COVID hit. And I know COVID wasn't very good for anyone, but to me, it was a blessing in disguise. Because at the time in 2019, I was doing a music course and I was going through stuff. I was hanging around the wrong social group, not drugs and that, but just different ball game again. And I wasn't in a very good mental place at all. I didn't know, I had no direction of where I wanted to go in life and that. I still wanted a career in music, but I wasn't, I just wasn't mentally there. So COVID hit and the world stopped. I stopped. I really needed to recharge, and it was the best thing I could have done. And I recharged for 3 years, 2 to 3 years, when everyone was in lockdown, and that was going on for like 2 to 3 years.
Outside of reliability, who else has been a part of your support network?
My psychologist, definitely. I don't see him as much these days, because I don't need to, which is a good thing. Unless I need to go, I still go and see him, but very rarely these days. My psychiatrist checks in every 6 months. Everything's going good there. My parents, of course, my friends, yeah, just Andrew, of course,
And has your, over the years, has your mental health ever made it harder to pursue music?
Definitely. But yeah, every day. Every day, it'll go, I am, you'll never meet another Curtis Yates. I'm one in a billion, I think. Sometimes, I always like to say, I'm in the, like, when I'm in the zone, I'm fine. When I'm in the zone, even right now, I'm great. But when I'm not in the zone, just in general, I can't think properly. It's harder to think about getting things, like for instance, getting things done, and that can even involve the music. Even I can't focus as well. I can't. My voice isn't in as good shape. It really depends on the day, what mood I'm in. Like 90% of the time, that today, like where I am now, I'm great. My mood's stable. But let's say 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, it was harder. Yeah, much harder.
And has music, especially singing, been something you've been able to lean on during, difficult
Oh,
times?
absolutely, 100%. I'm a music lover. I love listening to music, and around my darkest times, before I even started songwriting, I was always just, I mean, I've sung since I was 8, but I've always been singing. But before I started songwriting, I used to just listen, apart from singing, I used to listen to music all the time, and I still do actually today, to this day. But yeah, I love it. I love music. It has healed me. It's a healing process for me. And then once I started songwriting, once I started writing lyrics, just then a game changer once again, because it's therapy. It really is. Music is therapy.
When was the beginning of your musical journey? When did you first start singing?
Very good question. I appreciate you asking that. So I started singing when I was well, I started singing when I was 7. I'm pretty sure. I was in the shower. Funny story. I was in the shower. I was humming, and my parents heard me singing. I thought, oh, he's got a good voice. I was a high soprano. The baritone now, obviously. Anyway, they said, "Oh, we'll get you singing lessons." So that's what happened. And then from primary school right up to year 12, I always had singing lessons. And then after high school, I've been on and off from singing lessons since then.
So yeah, you've had formal training before. When did your formal training in singing start?
When I was like,
Right. Yeah. And for how long did those singing lessons go for?
I went straight from primary to high school, year 12 and year 12.
Oh right. Yeah. So that was quite a significant number of years that you were
Yeah, that's right.
training and
Yeah.
singing. Yeah. As I understand, there was a period where you actually lost your voice. What happened there, and how did you cope with not being able to sing?
That is correct. I was devastated. I'll get into that in a second. But yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. It was in year 11, 2014. And I literally, my voice was just in the best position it's ever been in. I won a I took top class in music for music performance, got 19 out of 20, and then my voice after that just disappeared. I had a sore throat, couldn't get rid of it. My voice became very hoarse. And the outcome for me at that time, I was still a teenager, was devastating. Because to me, my voice was my identity, and I lost it.
And there were no doctors couldn't put their finger on what was going on at all. Yeah,
No,
it's been really
no.
frustrating.
It was very frustrating. I went to every ears, nose, and throat specialist. You couldn't think. You could think, oh, man, I didn't. I went to like an ears, nose, and throat specialist. I thought I had nodules. I thought, oh, no, I've got nodules, which singers can get if you overwork the vocal cords. I had no nodules. They did say, oh, my throat was inflamed, but that was it. But I couldn't sing a note. I was actually seeing two singing teachers at the time. I was also getting vocal. I was trying to get into opera at the time. And then I was really embarrassed because I couldn't sing at all. And she said, yeah, you can only sing two notes or not even one note, basically. So I was devastated.
Up until recently, as I understand, singing was more of a hobby for you. When did you decide to take the step and start thinking about it as a career?
Great question. It was always a hobby. I knew I could sing. Well, I mean, I got my voice back in shape by this stage, of course. Well, I was getting back in shape, so it was kind of by accident. So I got a message from these people called, it's called Star Now. I don't know if you've ever heard of Star Now. It's a legit website for actors, singers, if you're trying to get into the industry. So I won a free account on there for 12 months. So I had all the perks of, having connections and that. And then one day I got a message from these guys in Sydney who wanted to work with me. And I actually didn't believe it at first. I thought it was a scam. I thought, oh, yeah, right. One of these things, I was 20, I just turned 24. So this is back in 2024 as well. 2024, I turned 24. Anyway, so I thought, oh, I thought I wanted to get serious. At this stage, I was wanting to get serious with it. And I thought, it's now or never. So I told my parents, I said, listen, I said, basically, and I didn't say like this, but my impression was to them, like, I don't care what you think. I'm going down to see them. So I'm doing it no matter what.
And what was the outcome of that meeting?
Good. Well, good. At first, yeah, it was good. I went down with my mate. We caught the train down to Sydney. Like I said, I didn't think it was still legit. So we went down, and then obviously it was legit. I spoke to the producer who helped work on my EP. So that was the outcome. I did an EP with them, with that company at the time.
All right.
So I was finally getting used to being a professional singer.
When did you release your record and release your EP?
God, that's a good question. It takes me back now. It's not out anymore. It's been taken down. I think it came out April 2023. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, sounds about
Right.
right.
And you perform live, is that right?
I do. Yeah, I do now. I was
When did you
always.
start? Yeah, when did you start performing live?
Yeah, for sure. In the last 6 months, I mean, I was doing it on and off over the years, of course. I mean, I'm still not professionally singing live. I'm trying to get myself out there still, but I'm doing open mics, I'm doing music jams, stuff like that.
Do you have to deal with nerves while you're performing, or do they sort of they're not present for you? You've sort of feeling like you're in your element on stage. How do you
I'm getting
feel?
a lot better. I'm getting used to it, to tell you the truth. But first, I was very nervous. I knew I'd be nervous anyway because I wasn't used to performing live. It's a whole different ballgame going from a recording studio to singing live. It's just completely different. But now I'm still nervous, but I've learned how to hold myself more, compose myself more while performing, and to relax more. And that's just a game changer for me. And I'm more prepared and know what I'm doing. And I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. If I wasn't loving it, I wouldn't do it, and I love it. So,
And you've written more than 1,000 sets of lyrics. What kinds of themes or stories tend to inspire your writing?
that is correct. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Look, I'm still getting used to being called a songwriter. I've never considered myself a songwriter, but I guess I am. I started writing songs after my experience with the people in Sydney back in 2022. I haven't stopped writing then. I mean, I don't write music. I write lyrics, and then I write melodies to the lyrics. I'm inspired by love, love. All love, heartbreak. It was, still because I've got bipolar. I'm very, not. Well, I don't want to say negative, but heartbreak and all that type of stuff. And some of it was crap, to tell you the truth. The work I was doing, like, it was just terrible. I've only gotten good, and let's, oh, man, in the last 3 or 4 months. And my lyrics have gotten better, more personal. Yeah. So it's more, I've broadened my horizon in a sense. It's not just about love and heartbreak. I'm trying to, go into different stuff, especially where I'm
Yeah.
at now in my life.
What does what role does living with bipolar have with, themes like heartbreak and love and things like that?
That's a great question. It has a lot to do with it, actually. It can be a gift. I think bipolar is a bit of a gift, but it's also a bit of a burden. Because you're very emotional. I think, well, I'm very emotional sometimes. Sometimes I'm pretty easy. Most of the time I'm pretty easy, but it's definitely, I have my moments, like we all do in life, and you have your ups and downs. And to me, I've just learned how to deal with it, especially being medicated. It's just been a game changer. If I wasn't taking the medication, I don't know where I'd be, but here I am.
And we're about to play a song that you've recently, or actually, as I believe you've been sort of working, composing it f over a pretty long period of time. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the song, the lyrics, and what inspired it?
Absolutely. So I started writing lyrics back 2024, around that time, 2023, 24.
What's the song called?
It's called Hurt. Inspiration, I don't know really where the inspiration come from. I just wrote the lyrics. I thought it was good. I liked it. It was heartbreak. I was trying to aim for a heartbreak song. I was trying to be good at songwriting. And I showed Andrew, and then he tweaked the lyrics a bit, and then he wrote the music, and it all went from there.
Fantastic. And yeah, we're going to play Hurt by Curtis Yates on 3CR. Thank you for sharing Hurt with our listeners. Where can listeners go to find more of your music or other information about you?
So
Of
I have
course.
no music out at the moment, but with my, I've just recently got a music manager, and then a song, I have a song that's meant to be coming out this Friday, but I don't know. But you can find not my music, but my socials. I've got social media on, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So I've got all that. So if you just want to, yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
can people just find you by typing in your name, Curtis Yates? Or how would they find you on social media?
Yeah, so my TikTok's Curtis Yates Music. It's all the same, I think, for my Facebook and Instagram as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Curtis, and chatting
No
and playing your new song Hurt for us. We wish you all the best here at Brainwaves, and yeah, can't wait to hear what's in store for us next from you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
You can find more of our shows at our website, brainwaves.org.au, or on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au. Feel free to send us feedback or suggestions for shows via email at brainwaves@wellways.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next Wednesday at 5 p.m. for another episode of Brainwaves on 3CR.